The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We celebrate you as Lord and God. We give you glory, we give you all the praise. We magnify your holy name and say thank you, Lord, for a beautiful brand new day this morning, a beautiful brand new morning. We thank you, Lord, for your protection, for your mercy, for your kindness, your goodness, O Lord. Ikabo rata kabaya, makata kabaya, ande ila. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ile halele bokara baba steke bashaka takabaya ile baba lokotoka barabara mama lokotoka baya ile baba lokotoka baya itala bashaka takabaya we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless your name. We exalt you and we uplift you, O Lord.
We give you glory, 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 glory. We give you all the glory and all the praise.
Let's thank the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's give glory to him right now.
Let's thank the Lord for your care for us through the night. Thank you for your protection.
Let's thank the Lord for his protection and preservation.
Let's thank the Lord. You watch over us while we were like dead men.
We bless your name. We exalt you, uplift you.
You protected us. You sent your angel. You covered us with the blood of Jesus. You surrounded us with a wall of fire. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful. We thank you for the gift of a brand new day like this. Father, you have sent your angel, your spirit, to quicken our mortal bodies and giving us life again. We are thankful to you. We appreciate you for everything you do for us, everything you are doing, and everything you will continue to do. Who is like unto our God? Who is like unto him?
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 This morning, we are just continuing. I say resurrection. Good morning to each and every one of you. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. As usual, I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys. Amen.
Amen.
Today, our theme is praying the eternal covenant. Praying the eternal covenant or the everlasting covenant. Praying the eternal covenant. As we all know, Psalm 89 from verse 34. Psalm 89 from verse 34. Psalm 89 from verse 34. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness. I will not lie to David. You can put your name there, to David. So let's just end there, because David, he spoke particular where his offspring shall endure forever. His throne as long as the sun before me, like the moon, it shall be established forever, a faithful witness in the skies of Selah. These were the promises God made to David. You are also connected, you and I, we are also connected into this. But in this situation, we are talking about specific things. So, ours is verse 34 and 35. Let me read again from the English Standard Bible. English Standard Version, ESV. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness. I will not lie to David. Let's end there. So I will not lie to Dela. I will not lie to Gladys. I will not lie to Enoch. I will not lie to Eunice. I will not lie to this. There are words that God has spoken to us directly through his word, through the Bible, through messages, through prophecy, through dreams. This is what God is saying here. That is the main reason why we need to hold God very tight on his word. And that is the main reason why we need to hold God more tight to his word. So as I'm saying, yes, today is the 889th day of 2023. Power for today is 289th day of 2023. Our theme today is praying the eternal or everlasting covenant. EC, praying the EC. Praying the eternal or everlasting covenant. And I just read Psalm 89 verse 34 and 35 in the English Standard Version. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness. I will not lie to David. And I said, David, there, put your name there. Yes. Then when you read from verse 36, he spoke some specific words to David. He said, his offspring shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. Like the moon, it shall be established forever. A faithful witness in the sky, Selah. Those were the specific words he spoke to David. Even though these words are about our Lord Jesus Christ, and they are connected to you and I as believers, they are not directly to us. So verse 34 and 35 is where we are holding on to God. There we see the nature of God. Beloved, the Bible teaches us the nature of God. The reason why we need the Bible, the reason why we need to read the word, the reason why we need to listen to the word of God, it teaches us who God is. In the Bible, we see the nature of God. In the Bible, we see the way God expresses himself. We see the way God responds to people and situations. And that tells us who God is. So in this verse, Psalm 89, verse 34 and 35, I will not violate my covenant. So it means God never violates covenants or alter the word that went forth from my lips. God doesn't change what he has said, the promise he has made. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness. I will not lie to David. I was trying to make a comment that whichever way God speaks to you, whether directly or indirectly, directly, yes, directly, by dream, by the word of prophecy, by audible voice, or maybe as you were reading the Bible, a revelation just came. Yes, that's directly to you, or indirectly through prophecy. Yes, through prophecy from a prophet, a pastor, or through a message. Whichever way that God speaks to you, God is saying that he will never lie. That is the main reason why we need to train ourselves to identify the voice of God. We need to train ourselves to do what? To identify the voice of God. Beloved, we need to train ourselves to identify the voice of God. There are many voices. You know, in fact, only two ways you can know the voice of God. By reading the Bible and by praying in the Spirit. By reading the Bible and by training yourself, your spirit, by praying in the Spirit. I'm telling you, sometimes it is good to just read the Bible aloud. Read the Bible to the hearing of yourself. And then by training yourself in the Spirit. These are the two ways that you can identify the voice of God, because there are many voices. Where I sit, I have heard people who come and say, God spoke to me that this is my husband. This man has come. But God, this one is my husband. God, are you sure? Yes, people have vowed. Today, those marriages are no more. Many of those marriages, they are no more. Some are no more, I'm telling you. Some are also struggling to collapse. I remember one time, a lady came to ask me. She has forgotten that about 3 years ago, she told me that this is the man. That's the man. God spoke to me. God spoke to me, Pastor. God has confirmed it to me that that is the man. That's the man. I said, okay. They've not married yet, too. They were now preparing. Then she came to ask me, Pastor, can God tell you that this thing is good and later tell you that it is bad? Can God tell you that this thing is good? You heard him telling you that this thing is good and later come to tell you that it is bad. I laughed. I say, why? Say, oh, the man I'm working with, I am just beginning to see that no. This is not a man that is for me. Then I said, you know something? I am very, very, very careful. If you study me, the Laliboja, I'm sorry to personalize things because this is an international. I am very, very careful. You know why pastors use themselves? I don't know who I can use. One time, a family came to my office. They want to sue me. Yes, they want to sue me because I use their father as an illustration. Thank God that it is from my own family. Yes, it is from my own family. Yes, I apologize to them because the thing is real. So we preachers, these are the things we face. That is why sometimes, Pastor, we use ourselves. So when we use ourselves, we are not talking too much about ourselves. I will never sue myself. My wife will never sue me. I will never sue her. My son, my daughter will never sue me. I will never sue them. Now, you see, and so, what was I saying? Where was I? Fine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so this lady, you know, fine. I remember. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you watch me, I am very careful to say God told me. I am very, very careful. I am careful. I will use some other ways. I am sure. Look, this thing, it will work. This thing, I am convinced. This thing. But I don't bring God in. Scarcely do I bring God in. I'm telling you, scarcely. If you watch me, when I am sure of the way God speaks, I bring God in. Yes, otherwise, I use some other ways. I feel, I am convinced, I believe, so, so, and so, by this, by that, by... The moment you say God, you have disarmed everybody. Hey, you are coming to me for counsel, and then you say, God told you. And you want what God has told you, you want me to do what? To disprove what God... Hey, so that I'll be in trouble with God. No. No. So in wisdom, you don't go to places directly and say, God told me. Hey, you have shut everybody out. You have shut everybody out. If it is God, it is God. And I told him, God, I told her, God never changes. God never changes. So God will not tell you that this thing is good and later it is bad. So maybe God is showing you who the person is. The thing is actually good. But what you are seeing now is what the thing is made of. It doesn't mean that it's bad, because we are all not perfect. So God is showing you the things you should be dealing with. She said, no. This one, no. Then I said, but you said that, it means you didn't hear well. So it means another voice spoke to you. Please, there are voices that speak. There are billions of spirits. Even your mind can speak. That's why we need to train ourselves by listening to the word of God, like you are doing right now. Before we pray, and prayer, the word and prayer. And this is how we get to identify the voice of God and the voices that speak to us. Yes. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God lives in our human spirit. In our human spirit, and speaks to us. Look, God can speak through your mind. He can speak inside you. So you see, the Bible teaches that the nature of God is that he never violates, covenants. No. He never violates covenant. Beloved, I want you and I to understand this, that we are covenant children of God. That thing should begin to be real. Even you can just pray that the whole day, look, I am a covenant child. 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 Hey, Mama Esther Idris in US. Thank God that you are able to join. God bless you, Mama. Bless you. You are doing very well for us. And a lot. Yet, Sir Leo. I don't know who you are. I was trying to call your number. You are wonderful. St. Leo, you have been a blessing. Your tithe arrived. And then your seat to the lady pastor. And then your seat to me also. St. Leo, you are a wonderful person. I don't know. I was trying to call the numbers that sent me those monies. But the numbers will not go. So St. Leo, please make yourself known to me. Yes, but that name, as Reggie says, St. Leo. Yes, St. Leo, St. Leo, St. Leo. Yes, St. Leo. Oh, you are outside the country. Okay, St. Leo is outside the country. God bless you. God bless you, God. So you know something, beloved? The fact that we should get is that we are covenant children. You see, I am not understanding why these messages are coming. Because Jesus is coming soon. And Jesus is not coming for a weak church. Jesus is not coming for a defeated children. Jesus is coming for a church. People that, because he has manifested, they are celebrating, they are testifying. If Jesus should come now, he will be disappointed. Because we are all like, we are defeated. Marriages are not working. There are no jobs. No businesses, sufferings. It's like a Satan is gone on rampage. We are victims. People just go to church because they want solution. They want solution. People are moving from place to place because they want healing. They want solution. They want this. They want that. Which, of course, is not bad. But you see, all those things have already been given to us. They have already been given to us. But the devil has
enlarged our problems. The devil has escalated things before our eyes to crowd our mind and to distract us of these things that are already ours. So instead of praying them and declaring them and leaving them, we are rather walking about looking for them. I believe that is why the Lord is bringing these messages now. In fact, yesterday when I got to office, the Lord was just, speaking to me about the message yesterday, how I should continue, and giving me deep insight. At least three bishops who follow online, they called me to say, no, I need to organize a seminar, especially how to overcome offenses. That area, how to overcome those points. And this morning, the Holy Spirit has given me, summarized, giving me, some more potent how to overcome offenses, because many pastors and Christians are dying and going to hell because of bitterness. Because of bitterness, how to overcome. So you see, beloved, to be a covenant child of God, a covenant child of God is somebody of whom God is prepared to do anything to redeem, including giving life. So Jesus has given his life for you and I. What else? And Jesus didn't give you that life for you and I for nothing. Jesus gave birth of himself through himself in us. So let me say, you are a small Jesus. Everyone, you are what? A small Jesus. You are the only one Jesus has here on earth. Nobody else. And what Jesus was, you are. What Jesus could do, you could do. The powers that will bow to him can also bow to you or must bow to you. You are a direct representation of Jesus here on earth. Every believer, not only the pastors, not only the bishops, not only the apostles and prophets. No. Every child of God, you are. And these are the things God wants us to know. Beloved, and as a covenant child of God, covenant never fails. Covenant is, we call it everlasting or eternal covenant. It never, never fails. When you read Hebrews, do you know that it was the covenant that brought Jesus Christ out of death? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. I was just looking at it again. I said, wow, the last chapter of Hebrews 13, 20, in the benediction that Paul was giving. Now, may the God of peace, get that, God of peace, who brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant. How was Jesus brought back? By what means? By the blood of the eternal covenant. By the blood. So it was the blood of the eternal covenant that brought Jesus back to death. So back to life. Thank you. That brought Jesus out of death. Beloved, it means that the blood of the eternal covenant can also bring you out of that situation. It can bring you out of poverty. It can bring you out of death. It can bring you out of any attack. It can bring you out of any battle. Wherever the devil has placed you, the blood of the eternal or everlasting covenant is so powerful that death cannot conquer it. Death cannot swallow it. Death cannot stand it. Beloved, this is the reality. This is what you and I have inherited. Look, that was why Paul said, I can do all things. Is it Philippians 2:13 or 3:10? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. Why? Because of the eternal covenant. Because of what? The eternal covenant. Eternal covenant supports. Eternal covenant speaks.
Eternal covenant is fighting. It is eternal. It does not expire, beloved. Whether you are asleep or awake, whether you are aware or not, I am telling you, the eternal covenant is speaking, is fighting. I am telling you. How do we connect to the eternal covenant? By consciousness. Consciously declaring with your mouth. Consciously meditating on it daily in your mind. Consciously living by it. Living your life. The way you face situations. The way you face challenges. You face situations and challenges in the eternal covenant. I am telling you. Look. I'm going to shock you. Satan fears you more than you think. And you know, somebody should write it. In order for Satan to overcome his fear of you, in order for Satan himself to overcome his fear of you, do you know what he does? He distracts you by magnifying your problems. He distracts you by magnifying the works of witches and wizards. Somebody should write it for me. He distracts you by, number one, magnifying your problems. Number two, magnifying the works of witches and wizards in your family, at your office. You hear Christians say, this guy is a witch. One of my aunties is a serious witch. In fact, she doesn't want me to. In fact, she's worrying me. So-and-so is worrying me. So-and-so is this. So-and-so. Sometimes I laugh. I laugh. Me, the Laliboja. That somebody say, you don't know. Ah, it is because you see, they are rather afraid of you. And in order to overcome their fear of you, they magnify their activities in your mind. Yes. To distract you. That is how they overcome their fear. Because if they don't do that, they will continue to be afraid of you. They magnify economic situations. They make your problem look like impossible. Aha, then when you are crying, when you are talking, oh, Charlie, this thing, hey, I failed, look at, hey, wow, they are celebrating, then they are coming. That's rather opening the way for them. Then they are projecting because they are seeing your weakness. They have been able to make you vulnerable. Vulnerable. So now they can attack. Now they can do this. I am telling you, Satan is afraid of you. In Christ, a baby that is born today, who can mention the name Jesus? Genuinely, Satan, demons are afraid of that baby. I'm telling you, demons are afraid of that baby. Demons are afraid. You don't know. In Christ, Satan doesn't see you as Kofi. He doesn't see you like Rhoda. He doesn't see you like Lucy. He doesn't see you like Amma. He doesn't see you like Della. He doesn't see you like John. Satan sees you like Jesus. And let me tell you, when Satan knows that you are aware of who you are, 90% you have overcome him. When Satan knows that you are aware of who you are in him, and you are living what you are in, when Satan knows that you are aware of who you are in Christ, and you are living what you are in Christ with your language, your thinking, and your lifestyle, look, Satan will always organize meeting and warn his agents about you. Please, that person, don't try. Don't let us waste our time. He knows who he is. Please, don't try. I didn't send you. I did not send you there. You understand? If any of you should go there and something should happen to you, don't come to me. I am telling you, the things Satan is using to fight us, they are little things. And who we are, oh my God, we are not living who we are. Because the devil has used economic situations to limit us. Who told you Look, it was the covenant, eternal covenant, that made Isaac to succeed in a famine land. Beloved, America is good. Europe is good. Australia, these developed countries, they are good. When God opens the way, go there. But let me tell you, I know somebody who is in one of these countries. Anytime the person calls me, anytime the person sends a message, the person is crying. Why did I come here? Why did I come here? Why did I come here? As for food, I can get to eat. All the work, I am working to pay my bills. I am working only to pay bills. Money doesn't stay in my hand. Yes. Go and see the way they work there. Excuse me. They work like bulls. Yesterday, I was telling somebody who were in the car, look, the best place that human beings should have lived is Africa. I'm telling you. The best place is Africa. Recently, our district pastor went to visit the son in Canada. He came back. He was talking to us, pastor. He said, hey, I can't live there. I can't do my ministry there. You don't see anybody. Only on Sunday we meet in church. People's working times are different. Husband and wife, they meet only one day that they work their offs. That is the only day that they can sit together and talk. That's the only day they can go out together because they're working schedules. What kind of life is that? Excuse me. It is life, but it is not life. I'm telling you. The real life, if that's why we need to pray for our leaders. I am telling you, Africa, leadership is our problem. Everything is here. The life to live, real life, is in Africa. It's here. But because our leaders have failed, they have not put the systems in place. So we need to go there and work and make money and come and live there. Somebody was telling me, a certain country, let me not mention, they have a policy. When you go there, a certain country, you start with J, that's all. J, that's all. J, I didn't mention anything. I said J, that's all. He said, the government, they have a policy. Black man, they will use you and make sure that when you go back to your country, you don't stay long, you die. And the person was telling, you see, it is very true. As I'm talking right now, you know somebody who was there. The person came down, 7 years, the person was dead. Because they will use you. They will squeeze everything in you. He said, it is their secret governmental policy. Yes, for black people. They will use you. When you go back to your country, within 7 years, you die. As I'm talking right now, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of somebody from my own hometown. Yes. When my father died, the person gave us accommodation. The person was there, worked there for many years, came on retirement. 7 years, the person died. The person died. The person has been around 5 years before my father's death. 2 years after my father's death, the person is dead now. The person is dead. So you see, God has blessed us. So now, why did I bring this point? It is not where you are, but it is the covenant that is what backing you. It is a covenant. It is a covenant that is backing you. And let me say here, everyone online who is in a foreign country, begin to activate the covenant. That as for you, it will not be like that. You will not come back weak and die early. It is not where you are. Even though where you are is very important, it is the covenant that is backing you. Before you travel, travel on the covenant. Activate the covenant. Isaac prospered in Gerar because of covenant. Isaac wanted to go down to Egypt. Isaac wanted to go down to Egypt like others. But God says, stay here. You don't go. Because of Abraham. Because of Abraham. Because of Abraham. Because of Abraham. Beloved, let me tell you. Hey, me, I've not traveled so much to, I've traveled for ministry and this thing. I've not gone to these Western countries and, but I've traveled to some places. But the little I have seen, look, some of these brethren who are outside the country, we should rather pray for them. I'm telling you, we should rather pray for them. Money will come into your hands, but money, the bills, light bill, water bill, gas, it is automatic. It will take all the money. Rent, it will take all the money. It will take all the money. Africa is really a free place. Africa is, you see, God should open doors for you so that you go and work and come. Establish a work here. You go and come. That is this thing. And so don't let us always worry those who are there. Sometimes we are calling them, send me money, send me dollars, send me. You see, that is why when they come, when they give $50, they call it dollars, $100. It's so big. It's so big, oh. It's so big. Somebody give you $50, $100. You don't know. You don't know what the person went through to get those dollars to give to you. The things they go to, we should pray for them. But then now, if you are online and you are in such a country, please secure yourself in the covenant. Say, I secure myself in the everlasting covenant. I secure myself in the everlasting covenant. That doesn't mean we shouldn't travel. We should travel. We should travel on everlasting covenant. We should travel on the covenant. We should stay anywhere on a covenant. I'm telling you, their systems there are better. Their systems there are more favorable. Look at the flood. They opened the Akosombo Dam. Look at what the flood is doing in this modern age of technology. Modern age of technology. When machines can predict with 100%, almost 100% accuracy, there are gadgets. Only Africa you see this. Only Africa you see this. That is why that place, their systems are better. But beloved, the point I am making is that wherever you are, secure yourself in the covenant. Don't just get up and travel. Don't just leave. Don't just do anything. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, ensure the covenant that is backing you. Look, even when you enter into a house, we have lived in a cursed house before. You don't stay there and bring forth. You don't live there as a married couple. You don't live there and prosper. As a matter of fact, the burger that we went to meet there had 4 cars. At the time we met him, understand he has sold 2 cars. We went to meet him with 2 cars. But you know, the burger left there without the cars. He left there, separation between him and the wife. He left there with a Maye Ye back behind him. At dawn, nobody saw when he ran away. Nobody saw when he ran away. But you know, we entered there. I didn't even know so much of what I'm teaching you today. We entered there just on the basis of the word that no, we are children of God. This thing cannot happen to us. We must live here. We must live here as a couple. We must live here with children. We must live here with something. And truly, that was where we made our things that a young man need to live with. That was why we had our first child. The day we were leaving, the people were shouting. The things that were pulling out of the room. Yes. My brother Kweku Ochiri in Germany, maybe he's online. He's always online. He was the one who brought this Kia pickup 3 times to pick my things. And people were wondering, in that small room, why did we keep the thing? You know, we were hanging things on the wall. On the wall. All the walls were like wardrobes. Yes. Chairs, things. We were hanging them on the wall. So when the tanker were leaving, we just pulled them from the wall. We were bringing things out. Beloved, the idea of today, this praying covenant is that don't let the covenant rest. Activate the covenant. Pray the covenant. Think the covenant. Speak the covenant. Leave the covenant. Because your case is different. When others were running away, Isaac, covenant kept him. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 29, because of the covenant opened the way for the Israelites to pass through the Red Sea as on the dry ground. But when the Egyptians who were not covered with a covenant, when they were trying to pass through the same place, what happened? They were swallowed up. It was a covenant that empowered David to face Goliath. Because David knew he was a covenant child. You see, I don't know your situation today, but please listen to me. Let these words encourage you. Even when you are suffering delay and the devil is telling you that your time is past, you have a covenant. In fact, it was because of a covenant. That was why God chose a 75-year-old man and a 65-year-old wife to form a nation. A nation. God could have chosen God could have chosen a 25-year-old couple. But because of covenant, forget about your age. Forget about what you have not been able to achieve. Let me tell you, from today, the covenant will quicken your things. The covenant will accelerate your things. From now, it will surprise you. When you begin to declare, let the covenant speak for me. Let the covenant fight for me. Let the covenant, open my way. It will surprise you. Let me just read this last one. Psalm 94. Let me just read verse 14. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. Is that it? That's Psalm 94. He said that they will bear fruit even in their old age. That is not what I'm reading. No. For the Lord will not forsake his people. Yes, this is also good. He will not abandon his heritage. Why will God not forsake his people? Sorry, it's Psalm 92. I'm reading Psalm 94. Anyway, Psalm 94 verse 14. That writing, we got ready to, you see. Why will God not abandon you? Because of covenant. Why will God not forsake you? Because of covenant. So write Psalm 94 verse 14. Why will not God abandon me? Why will not God forsake me? Because of covenant. God is attached. Covenant is what causes God to be attached to you. Because of covenant, he can never. The covenant with our Lord Jesus Christ, he can't separate himself from you. Psalm 92 verse 14. Yes. They will bear fruit in old age. They are forever full of sap and green. They will bear fruit in their own. Why? How can they bear fruit in their own? Because of covenant. Covenant never expires. Say, my Father in heaven, thank you for the covenant. Thank you for the covenant, Lord. I am a child of everlasting covenant. This morning, I activate the everlasting covenant, 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 let the everlasting covenant, let the EC,
let the EC,
let the EC,
let the EC,
let the eternal
or
everlasting covenant
speak
for me, Lord, fight for me, Lord, speak for me, Lord, fight for me, Lord. Open the way for me, Lord.
Wherever I am,
I secure myself.
secure, I secure myself
yes, Lord, in the everlasting covenant.
In the everlasting covenant.
In the everlasting covenant. In the everlasting covenant.
In the everlasting covenant.
In the everlasting covenant.
In the everlasting covenant. I secure myself in the everlasting covenant. Whichever country I am in. Wherever I am, Lord, I secure myself in the everlasting covenant. I secure myself
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of
let
Jesus
the everlasting
Christ,
covenant,
let the everlasting
speak
covenant,
for me,
speak for
fight
me,
for me,
fight for
in
me
this situation,
in this situation.
Let the everlasting
let
covenant
the everlasting
rise
covenant.
Up.
Rise up,
enter into this situation,
enter into this situation,
enter into this situation.
Into this
let the everlasting covenant,
the everlasting
take, over
covenant.
This situation.
Take over this
take
situation,
over this battle.
Take over this battle,
take over this battle,
take over this,
take over this challenge,
take over this challenge,
take over this challenge,
take over this challenge,
take over this battle,
take over this battle,
take over this issue.
Let
the everlasting covenant
take over,
take over, take over,
take over, take over,
take over this
issue, take over,
take over,
take over this.
Take over,
take over this problem.
Let
the everlasting covenant,
the everlasting
take
covenant
over this
face
issue.
This problem.
Take over this,
face
situation.
This problem.
Face
this challenger.
Face this challenger.
Face this challenger.
Face this challenger.
Face this challenger.
Face this
issue. Face this issue.
Face this issue.
Face this issue. Let the everlasting covenant take over. Take over.
Take over.
Take over.
Le papa rakata kaba itale beseke teke bara.
Il est papa le kete baroko kabaya.
Il est papa
itale beke rebaka takabaya.
Il est
papa le kete
bara.
Il papa katakaba itala basha. La papa rakata kaba itala basha.
Le
papa rakata kaba itala basha.
Il est
papa itala basha katakaba itala basha. La papa rakata kaba itala basha katakabaya.
Il est papa
rise up against
in
the situation that has arisen,
in the problem,
in the situation in our life. Let the everlasting covenant rise up, rise up, rise up.
Rise up against it. Rise up against it. Rise up against it. Rise up against it. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the everlasting covenant rise up and fight. Rise up and defend.
Rise up and speak.
Rise up and defend.
Rise up and speak.
Rise up and fight.
Rise up and fight.
Rise up and fight.
Rise up and
fight.
Rise up and speak.
Rise up and speak for me.
In this situation,
in this situation,
in this situation,
in this situation,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
let the everlasting covenant rise up, rise up,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
That another woman is threatening you because she wants your husband. So she has sent a threatening note. You, who do you think you are? I will show you. Then you are shaking. A child of God is shaking. You can't sleep. Or you get angry. You also want to go and fight. Activate the everlasting covenant. Arouse the everlasting covenant. Provoke the everlasting covenant. Declare the everlasting covenant. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry. Your boss is worrying you. Your colleagues are worrying you. Somebody is just worrying me. Somebody is just worrying. Do you know? The person is rather afraid of you. I'm telling you. So the only way to overcome that fear inside the person, please get this point. The only way to overcome that fear that the person has for you is to worry you. Is to worry you. So that when to put fear in you, to magnify your problem, so that when you are crying, when you are shouting, when you are saying, why is this person worrying me? Why is this person? Then you are giving him power. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the everlasting covenant, I subdue
any power
that is motivating
anyone to fight me.
Somebody should write it for me. Yeah. By the power of the everlasting covenant, I subdue. By the power of the everlasting covenant, I subdue any demon, any power, any principality that is using any person to fight me or to worry me. Somebody should write it for me. By the power of the everlasting covenant, I subdue any spirit, any power, any demon that is inciting anyone, my boss, my husband, my wife, my colleague, to fight me or to harass me or to worry me. Yes, witches. Yes, that is inciting witches. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
By the power
of the everlasting covenant.
The everlasting covenant.
I subdue
any power.
Any principality.
Any spirit.
Any demon.
Any agent.
Any witch.
Any wizard. That is being used against me. I subdue any power, fighting anything in my life. I cast them down.
I cast them down. Yes, Lord, I subdue them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any power, yes, Lord. Any demon, any principality, any agent, any witch, yes, Lord, that has allowed itself to be used against me, yes, Lord, against my blessing, against that which God has given to me, against that which, yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
See, any power.
Any power.
That has activated.
That has activated.
Delays.
Delays.
Any power.
Any power.
Assigned.
Assigned.
To delay me.
To delay me.
To delay me in life.
To delay me in life.
Delay me in life.
To delay me,
to delay me in life.
Yes, Lord.
Any power.
Any power.
Assigned.
Assigned.
To cause delays.
To delay.
To cause delays.
To cause delays.
To cause delays.
To cause
and setbacks.
And setbacks.
In my life.
In my life.
By the power.
By the power
of the eternal covenant,
of the eternal covenant,
of the eternal covenant,
the eternal
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them. I subdue them.
I subdue
powers behind
powers
delays
behind.
In my life. Powers behind delays in my life.
Powers behind
delays in my life.
Powers behind
delays in my life.
Powers behind
stagnations.
Powers behind
setbacks.
Powers behind
lack.
Lack.
Powers behind indebtedness.
Powers behind
confusion.
Confusion.
Powers behind
pain.
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 Powers behind
painful experiences.
With the power.
With the power
of a everlasting covenant. I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them. I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
I subdue them.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Last prayer. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
By the power of the everlasting
by
covenant.
By the power of the everlasting covenant.
I can never fail.
I can never fail.
I can never fail.
I can never
fail. I can never fail.
I can never,
I can never fail.
I can never fail.
I can never be defeated.
I can never,
I can never be defeated.
I can never lose.
Yes, Lord.
I can never lose.
I can never lose.
I can never lose.
I can never lose. I can never lose.
I can never lose.
I can never lose.
I can never fail.
I can never,
I can never
be defeated.
I can never
by the power.
By
of the everlasting covenant,
the everlasting
I can
covenant.
Never fail.
I can never
fail.
I can never
lose.
I can never
be defeated. I can never.
I can never.
I can never.
I can never be defeated.
By the power of the
everlasting covenant, I can never be defeated.
I can never lose.
I can never be brought down. I can never be disgraced. I can never be disappointed.
In
by
Jesus
the power
name.
Of the everlasting covenant.
The Holy Spirit just gave me a prayer
Jesus
point.
Name.
Somebody
yes,
should
Lord.
Write it and send to
yes,
me.
Yes, Lord.
See, let the everlasting covenant.
Let the everlasting covenant.
Speedily.
Speedily.
Deliver
my testimony.
Deliver my dream.
Deliver my dream.
Somebody should write it for me. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let the everlasting covenant.
Let the everlasting covenant.
Speedily.
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 Deliver my dream.
Deliver my dream.
Deliver my dream.
Deliver my dream.
Deliver my destiny.
Deliver my destiny.
Deliver my testimony.
Deliver my testimony.
Deliver my expectation.
Deliver my expectation.
Deliver my prophetic word.
Deliver my prophetic.
Deliver. 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 Deliver.
Deliver my healing.
Let the everlasting covenant.
Let the everlasting covenant. Yes, Lord.
Deliver. Deliver.
Deliver. Deliver.
Deliver my dream.
Yes, my dream.
Deliver my expectation.
Deliver my expectation.
Deliver my healing.
Deliver my
deliver
healing.
My something.
Deliver my
deliver my blessings.
Deliver,
deliver
my blessings.
Deliver.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver. 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 Let the everlasting covenant. Speedily deliver.
Yes, Lord.
Speedily deliver.
Speedily deliver.
Speedily deliver.
Speedily deliver.
Speedily deliver.
Miracle.
Le papa rakatakaba itali beshe. Ile papa itakaba rakatakaba ya. Le papa rakatakaba ya. Ile papa rakatakaba ya. Le papa rakata ipakarabasha takaba.
Deliver that oh God, opportunity that opens
yes,
door.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now everybody declare, I am wearing.
I am wearing
the everlasting covenant.
The everlasting covenant.
As a garment.
As a garment.
Somebody should write it for me. I put on.
I put on.
I put on.
I put,
I put on.
I put
hey,
on.
Somebody should
yes,
write
Lord.
It for me. The Holy Ghost just brought it. Say, I put on.
I put on
the everlasting covenant.
The everlasting covenant.
As a garment.
As a garment.
I put on.
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 I put
the everlasting
on.
Covenant.
The everlasting.
Oh my God.
Garment.
let me tell you. Do you know what the Holy Spirit is telling me? Hey, this prayer we are praying, it is going to draw favor.
Amen.
Favor.
Amen.
Favor.
Amen.
It is this prayer that I put on everlasting covenant. I'm a child of everlasting covenant. It is these declarations that draw good things. People see you, like the testimony you were giving about that person you hold, a woman.
Yes.
That everything. I mean, they gave this woman her what? Retirement or what?
Yes.
She collected her retirement money. What can I do with it? This thing cannot do anything. She went and donated it to the church. I mean, she went and sowed a seed. Bam! She was walking along the street when the cop with car was just passing in the store and said, "Madam, we are new here. We are looking for somebody who can do this thing for us." I said, "Oh, I can do it." They took her. Her life has changed.
Amen.
Expatriates.
Yeah.
Her life has changed.
Amen.
She is traveling the whole world.
Amen.
Her life has changed.
Yes, Lord.
Her life has changed. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
I put on.
The everlasting covenant.
As a garment.
I put on the everlasting covenant.
As a garment.
I am wearing the everlasting covenant.
I enter that office. I enter that meeting.
In the eternal covenant.
Yes, Lord.
In the eternal covenant. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I declare. Wherever you are, you shall succeed.
Amen.
Let the everlasting covenant,
Lord.
The eternal covenant,
yes, Lord.
Make you to succeed.
Amen.
It was the everlasting covenant,
yes, Lord.
The eternal covenant,
yes, Lord.
That brought water from the rock. So wherever you are, like Lot and Abraham, when they were choosing, Lot chose with his eyes the fertile green area and left the mountainous place for Abraham. That's where Israel is. Those of us who have been there, look, it's a rocky country. But Israel is feeding the whole world. The food that Israel is producing. What are you talking about? Because of what? Everlasting covenant. Wherever you are right now, whichever country you are, I declare, let everlasting covenant that you have inherited, even if you are standing on a rock, let that rock become fruitful.
Amen.
Let that rock produce water.
Amen.
Let that rock produce your testimony.
Amen.
This is what I declare into your life. The next time we will meet, you have a testimony to give.
Amen.
To the glory of God. Amen. What doesn't work anywhere by the power of everlasting covenant, let it work for you.
Amen.
Where businesses don't succeed, where jobs don't succeed, where contracts don't succeed, by the power of the everlasting covenant that is with you, you alone should succeed.
Amen.
Everlasting covenant is what differentiates you from other people. So your case is different.
Amen.
Your case is different.
Amen.
In Ghana, you will succeed.
Yes,
in America, you will succeed.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever you are, you will succeed. From today,
it.
I declare that everlasting covenant should speak,
Amen.
Fight, defend, and become real
Amen.
To you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Your testimony is the next.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.